Hey y'all, welcome to Ramdino Hiking and the Appalachian Trail Podcast. I'm your host, Ramdino. Thanks for joining me to build the hiker community, support the AT Thru Hikers, and to hear about trail news, hiking gear, section hikes, trail personalities, and all things trail. For a video version of this podcast, check out my YouTube channel, Ramdino Roaming the Trail. Now, let's get to walking and talking trail.
Dino here, coming at you again for another Appalachian Trail community news and Thru Hiker update. Well, Thru Hikers from 2021 are still out there. They are still heading on that track towards Katahdin or south towards Springer or somewhere in between. So still got a lot of really neat stuff going on the Appalachian Trail hiker season. Thru Hiker season is not done yet. Of course, hiker season is never over with, but in any case, let's go ahead and talk about what's going on with the Thru Hikers out there. So Huck, he is over the horn and climbing his way through the Grand Mountains towards Stratton. Now Huck, he always has something really neat to say. He says life is beautiful, especially out here, and it's amazing to hike on a trail that he's been dreaming about doing all his life. So I always kind of have a long update for Huck because, well, Huck sends me a long update. And he just always has these really neat things that what's going on with him. He's had a fit with different stuff going on. You know, he had to get off the trail zero for low electrolytes, and he had Lyme disease. But he always has such a positive attitude. So that is really neat to see coming from Huck. And, you know, he just wants folks to see that while it's not always unicorns and rainbows out there, your hike is what you make out of it. So that is really a great thing to think about, not only for hiking, whether it be a through hike or a section hike, but also just life in general. You only get one of those, folks, so let's make it a good one. Goob is entering the 100-mile wilderness and should be summoning Katahdin by our next update. Yak started 100-mile wilderness earlier this week, and Yak also says that he's loving life on the trail. Should summit somewhere around September 21st, and he still have 730 miles left on his thru hike for Sobo from Daleville, Virginia to Springer Mountain, Georgia. The happily married couple, which is a team of Dianimal and Steel Ron, they are through the Smokies, had a fit in the Smokies. They got stung by yellow jackets. They also had an encounter with a rattlesnake, so, I mean, like right on the trail, so much she had to bail out and wound up in a heap on the side of the trail. And, you know, if you've been through the Smokies before, you know that some of those places on the trail, it just really drops, and you get to rolling, you may not stop until you hit a tree or something. But fortunately, she's okay with that. They also spoke to some hikers that had had a run-in with some bears there in the Smokies, so they indicated that the groundhog shelter, the bear warnings have been taken down. I'm not aware of that. Hadn't seen where any of the warnings have been taken down. I'll take their word for that. But in any case, those hikers did have their food and food bags stolen, even though they had them hung. So don't know if they had them hung PCT style or the original style, but in any case, they did have a run-in there. And they had also run into Sev earlier on the trail, like a long time earlier in the hike, and then they ran into him recently. So that's funny how the trail works. You may recall on my thru hike, my section hike I did up in Vermud, that I talked about how I ran into Fenway there, and I'd also ran into him earlier in the year on another section hike way down in Virginia, just north of Grayson Highlands. So it's kind of funny how the trail brings people together like that all the time. Greg and Wild, he is Sobo through New York into New Jersey and should be coming into Port Clinton soon. Toonies and Kilt, they are north of Monson and they've got under 114 miles left. Luscious, Nate, and Tupac, they'll be crossing into New Hampshire probably already by the time you see this, and they'll be taking a zero somewhere around Hanover. Sev and Quicksilver, they're taking a zero Sunday in Helen, Georgia, and they are almost finished. So, you know, they're on their Sobo leg, and they're finishing down, of course, at the Southern Terminus at Springer. So Helen, Georgia is right there at Springer. So why are they doing that? Well, they're going to wait till their wives can get here on the 23rd of September, and they're going to walk up to Springer with their wives right there from the parking lot. It's about a mile up there from the parking lot, and they are going to let their wives celebrate with them on top of Springer. Until then, they'll be in Helen, Georgia. They indicated they're going to be kind of hanging out, celebrating there at Oktoberfest. I don't know if that is a safe place to be, particularly right before your wives are coming up there. Oktoberfest, you know, has a lot of folks running around that, let's just say that their dress is not something you would normally see. And there is a lot of alcohol flowing around on any kind of Oktoberfest. So I don't know if that's a real smart, but I'm sure that Sev and Quicksilver, they'll be perfectly safe there. Then Piper Crute, he is around Port Clinton. He's got 115 miles to finish. Reroutes on her Nobo's Sobo flip-flop. And with Bugs, and who's also Sobo, and they are in Irwin. They're trying to do 30-mile days so they can catch up to Gazelle and Speed Sticks. And they want to summit down and finish their hike down at Springer together. And Gazelle and Speed Sticks, they are just out in front of them. They have just left Irwin. So they should be catching them, hopefully, in the next few days. So if you're a thru-hiker out there and you're still on the trail, then by all means, and you'd like to be included in these updates, send that to me through either a DM or email, and those links are down in the description section. And then if you're just one of the hiker community, then take a moment, give me a thumbs up. That really helps spread the word out there through the YouTube algorithm. And then share this channel with other folks that are like-minded who you think may be interested in what's going on with the Appalachian Trail. So we've got a lot of folks that have summited, particularly folks that have reported in to us, reported into me. Hiking Hobbit, she summited on 828 and her number was 533. She skipped a little bit that she went back and finished up in Vermud, so she is done now with the trail. Fenway, he's completed his hike, and like I said before, I'd run into him earlier on two different occasions on the trail. Boo Boo, he summited today. Matter of fact, he summited this morning and he was number 919. So he got his registration yesterday and last night, rather, or whenever he got that, sometime yesterday, and then summited today. He wanted to go up in the morning and wanted to get started before the Rangers opened up, I guess was the deal. In any case, so by now we've had more than that. So you can see if he was 919, we're going to have well over 1,000 folks that will be summited before Katahdin or Baxter State Park closes on the 15th. Bandit, he also summited, and he was Nobo number 859. And then Dingo summited, and Dingo hiked from Flag Mountain starting on March 15th and summited Katahdin on September 16th. So he hiked a total of 2,620 miles. Doc and Professor, they summited down at Springer on their Sobo hike, and they are our first Sobo, true Sobo folks, you know, true Sobo men, not flip-floppers, that have summited or that have finished their hike down at Springer. El Jefe, he summited Katahdin on September 3rd, and he was number 649. And then we also had several veterans from the Warrior Hike Program that summited. So I don't have their names, but congratulations to them. I did want to recognize them. I saw them on one of the other hiker feeds pages. And so congratulations to you folks. Congratulations to all those folks. And if you're a thru-hiker out there, whether you've been updating me or not, by all means, let us know when you summit. Send us your summit picture and your summit number just for data purposes. But we want to rejoice with you and recognize what a great accomplishment that is and just kind of be a part of that with you. So a little bit of stuff with the Trail Angels there. I had the father of a hiker that we've been tracking, and I'd been updating y'all on him, and then I'd also been mentioning Spineless Cougar and Roofwalker before. And so when this particular hiker got up to their Trail Magic, he hadn't had any Trail Magic because he was behind the bubble and hadn't been able to, you know, most of the Trail Magic had already been pulled and people were not doing as much. So he just had not run into any until he got up to Vermont, and he ran into Spineless Cougar and Roofwalker, and they had a hiker feed, and he was just so overjoyed to get to participate in that. And they instantly recognized each other because they'd seen each other on this channel. So that was pretty neat for me to hear that kind of information coming in. Not that I'm tooting my own horn by any means, but it's just really neat to be a part and experience what I can hear from home. And I kind of feel like that's the my Trail Magic that I can do for the hiker community out there, whether it be thru-hiker, section hiker, or just hiker community in general. But the thing to take away is that typically that is the case with folks when they come up on trail magic, is they just, particularly in the first trail magic or the first few trail magics they come into, they're just really excited about it. It just means so much to them. And that's why that I enjoy so much, even though the ATC doesn't like people doing trail magic, doesn't like them doing hiker feeds. In any case, I enjoy seeing how much it thrills people's soul to do that. And I think there's needs to be more souls that need to be thrilled out there. So thank you, Trail Angels, for what you do for helping hikers out there on the trail. I'm also going to be putting together a Trail Angel list. So I had one this year. I had a private and a public. So some thru hikers, they could reach out to me for the private list, and the public list was on the hiker support form. Well, I'm going to be doing just like I have a self-populating and thru hikers can sign up for their hiker support list, then I am going to be doing this year also Trail Angels can sign up, and I'll have a public and a private list. And so if you're a Trail Angel and you want to be publicly known out there, that folks can call you when they get in your general area, your vicinity, if they need to get off the trail in an emergency, or they need an emergency shuttle into town, or just whatever. If you want to be a part of that, then you can be on that list. And if you just want to, you don't want it to be publicly known, but you want your contact information to be private, then I make sure that I vet out that this truly is a thru hiker out there on the trail, and so I don't give that out, won't be on any public forum where somebody can see that. So I'll be putting together and posting that form here in the next few weeks for you Trail Angels to do that for 2022 coming up. So a little bit of trail news we got going on out there. So I had a hiker contact me and said there was a rumor going around the trail that Baxter State Park was going to be closing October 1st due to lack of employees, rather than typically around the 15th is when they close. So I got in touch with Baxter State Park headquarters, and they said that is absolutely not correct. Everything is business as usual up there, and they'll be open to the 15th, depending on the weather. So, if the weather moves in, they start getting some really bad weather, really bad meaning wet, or where it could cause some damage to the trails up there, then they will shut down early. Otherwise, they will stay open typically to the 15th. So that rumor of them shutting down on the 1st is completely unfounded. And then the Alda Appalachian Long Distance Hikers Association gathering that is going to be in Abington, Virginia on October 8th through 11th, that is still on. So COVID's not shut that down. That's going to be a really neat time when this organization, Alda, is probably the only organization that continued to recognize thru hikers in 2020 and 2021, no matter when they started or finished for their thru hike. That didn't happen with the ATC. Of course, they shut down registrations and bag tags and shut down recognizing people for their thru hike. And not that everybody needs to be recognized, but some folks like to have that. And Alda was always there for every people, for everybody, for every hiker that did that. So greatly appreciate them doing that. And they not only do that, but of course they support hikers with trail magic and hiker feeds, and they do some education on the trail. They also sent out during the pandemic, they sent to hostels some cleaning kits, things like that. So they don't have a payroll. So I'm not sure if they maybe have one person on the payroll, but the vast majority of your contributions that you give to Alda go directly to helping the hikers. So keep that in mind when you're deciding where to send your contributions to help hikers out there on the trail. Just keep in mind that that Alda has always helped the hikers, and that they do not have an overbloated payroll and all these other different programs that they're trying to do out there. So I'd encourage you to send to them. I encourage you to send directly to your trail clubs, who also have a thankless task of sending folks out there to maintain the shelters, maintain the privies, maintain the trails. So give to whatever local trail club you have, or even if it's a distant trail club, particularly those smaller clubs that are down south that don't have as big as a donor base. I would encourage you to give to them. And then Connie Pruitt, who has been for many, many years a proprietor at Greasy Creek Hostel, She has purchased the entire hostel, so she was in danger of losing that hostel because she was not the full owner of it. Well, now she is the full owner. The full owner wanted to sell it so that he could recoup his money out of it. And so Connie and some of her good friends started a GoFundMe page, and the hiker community came together and raised enough money to help Connie to buy out the other individual that was the owner of that property. And so now Connie owns it free and clear, and that is awesome. Just so glad to hear that she's got that, and she's going to be able to stay there and continue her operation of that hostel. And then we've had several closings of folks, hostels, particularly up north in Maine, that in Monson, we've had several closings due to COVID. And then in the 100 Mile Wilderness, the 100 Mile Wilderness Adventures and Outfitters, who have shuttles and resupply in the middle of the 100 Mile Wilderness, they are closed now and will no longer be taking on any more shuttles or resupplies or any of that for the rest of the year due to the Delta variant that's coming here on the COVID and how bad that's gotten. So one of the things that's going on with this channel is, and I'm really excited about this big announcement here, and that is that we now have live the Class of 2022 Hiker Support List. It is up and running. If you're going to be a Thu hiker, whether you're starting in 2021 or 2022, if you're hiking in 2022 as a Thu hiker, this support list is for you. So like I said before, the support list is a place where you're going to go and you're going to fill out what direction of travel you are, Nobo Sobo flip-flop, when you're leaving, what your social media accounts are, and then that way folks can come there and find out about you, and then they can just go and support you in any way, shape, or form that they want to. Most of the time that's comments and just giving you the attaboy that you need just at the right moment. So this year we had over 400 hikers that signed up for that. So I hope we do better than that this year. It makes a difference for the hikers out there. And so it's really neat to see that, and really neat to see the hiker community come together and support the Thu hikers out there. So down in the description section there will be not only the link for the Thu hikers to sign up to that form, but also be a link to that sheet. So if you're part of the hiker community, then that sheet is live now as well, and you can go there. Last I checked, we had somewhere around 10 or so. So it's just now come live and folks have discovered it. They saw it. I made an announcement on my community tab. They saw it, but they have already, people started signing up for it. So share that with folks. If you're a Thu hiker and you got some folks that are Thu hiking with you, be sure and share that form with them. It's really mainly for people that have some type of social media, because that's the only way people can come back and, you know, make comments to you. If you have a YouTube channel or Facebook or Instagram or Trail Journal, something of that nature, that list would be for you. So share that with folks. Again, like this channel and help me to spread the news out there amongst everybody. That's all I got this week. As always, appreciate you, and we'll see you out there.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. Hope you got some great information out of it. Check out my YouTube channel, Ramdino Roaming the Trails, at the link in the show notes below to see what you may have missed. Subscribe to it and this podcast and do us a real big favor and give us a good review. Feel free to send me any questions or comments, and if I don't have an answer, I'll make one up. I hope you're able to get out in the woods and go for a hike, and if so, we'll take the time to do it. Maybe take a friend, and if they're not a good friend, maybe get them lost. There's no better place to be lost than in the woods. Not important how long or how far you go, just go.